So, how do you manage AFib?
Anticoagulants.
Yeah, so you have to first of all think of the blood thinning, right? So, are we going to give them an antiplatelet agent like aspirin, or are we going to do anticoagulation like warfarin or one of the other anticoagulants like fondaparinux, factor 10 inhibitor, dabigatran, direct thrombin inhibitor, etc.? So, are we doing antiplatelet or actual anticoagulation? Have you heard of CHADS score, CHADS-2-VASc? Yeah, so for the USMLE, it actually doesn't matter which score you use because hospitals differ and they have to be very concrete. There can't be ambiguity. So you'll find that even if you use the simple CHADS score alone versus something like CHADS-2-VASc, it'll still come out to the same answer. It won't be borderline. You're either going to have a patient who has like no risk factors at all, right? So when we talk about basic CHADS, like congestive heart failure, hypertension, age greater than 75, diabetes, stroke or TIA, 2 points at the end. So 0 or 1 points for simple CHADS is give aspirin, 2 or more points, give warfarin. If they have valvular AF, meaning they've got a, like, I don't know, mitral regurg, then it must be warfarin. If they have non-valvular AF, you can give one of the other anticoagulants, like fondaparinux or dabigatran. Now, once again, the USMLE is not going to be borderline based on which score you use. They're going to have no risk factors, and it's like clear that it's aspirin. Or they're going to have like everything, diabetes, hypertension, they're old, and you say, well, they're going to need warfarin. So I've seen that on questions. It's on the NVMEs where they'll just give you a load of risk factors, someone who has AFib, and the answer is warfarin. Okay, there's no ambiguity. So we talk about blood thinning first. That's the first arm of management when we consider atrial fibrillation. The second arm of management is just addressing the AFib itself. And we want to do rate control before rhythm control, right? So rate control classically with just beta blocker, metoprolol. You want to block the AV node. So the atrial rhythm, block it at the AV node, won't get to the ventricles. That's just how we manage the rate control. So rate control with beta blocker, usually metoprolol or verapamil. Patients who can't have a beta blocker, give them verapamil. That's a pretty standard sequence. We don't give beta blockers patients who have depression, sexual dysfunction, severe lung disease. Those are the main contraindications. Also, patients with second or third degree heart block are not going to get a beta blocker. Peripheral vascular disease used to be a contraindication of beta blocker. It's not anymore. Even if you're beta 1 specific, like metoprolol, giving a beta blocker to a patient who has lung disease or peripheral vascular disease, there's some beta 2 overlap. So we definitely avoid it in severe lung disease, but it's not contraindicating peripheral vascular disease anymore. Otherwise, patient just gets verapamil. That's rate control. Rhythm control. The first drug we go to is flecainide. That's if they have no structural heart disease. So no evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy. If there is any structural heart disease, use amiodarone or dronedarone. You can use other antiarrhythmics in that setting. That's basically the management for AFib for the at the level of step 2.